the ifk is the paradigmatic difficulty the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went through. People were accusing his wife of infidelity, right? And he was affected by that to the point where he kind of believed it, right? And Aisha was pretty upset that he bought into it, even to the extent that he did. Of course, he wouldn't, you know, come out and say that he believed it. He had procedural things that he had to hold off judgment. But the way he treated her, it was as if he thought it was likely. You know, he asked Ali, he asked Barira, he asked different people that were around, trying to do like a little investigation. But at the end of the day, one of the things that he did, and this is something I think that all of us can benefit from, is not making hasty decisions, right? First of all, not jumping to conclusions and making assumptions, that's a big thing. And trying to let certain things play out and giving people a chance to redeem themselves or at least clear their name. You know, some of the couples that I counsel, the husn al-dhan is lacking, right? Allah says in Surah Al-Hujurat, He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan, inna ba'd al-dhani ithm. Okay? Stay away from much suspicion or assumption, because some of it is sinful. You can construct a whole narrative in your head about somebody, imagining that they're doing this, and it's really, really hurtful in marriages when you start to project it into the past. Oh, you've always been this way. You've always thought this way about my family, right? That's a common one. You know, tensions between the extended relatives, or you don't value me, or you don't help me succeed, or you don't do this, or you do that. And now what happens is, because, you know, shaitan works on us, we start to cherry pick our memories. And so that we look for evidence that confirms the narrative, right? Whereas, if we're able to set certain ground rules and control ourselves and try to have a more sober understanding of what we can know and what we can't know, and what we can assess and what we can't assess, and focus on ourselves. I mean, at the end of the day, and to be very, very frank, I mean, if your spouse is going to really, really deceive you and betray you and, you know, kill you in the night, you know, or something crazy like that, what are you going to do to stop it, right? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it. That's not to say, obviously, that we don't take precautions, and I'm not saying that you should sleep with something next to you, but, you know, like, but you have to be right with Allah. If you're right with Allah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, then everything is good for you, even if it's a hardship or something like that. Because in the end of the day, we can only control ourselves. Sometimes we resort to certain sort of methods to try to control the spouse, to control the other person. We want a certain result out of them. But at the end of the day, you know, like we said before, even if you get what you want, if it's not given freely and out of love, it won't be sweet. You won't even enjoy it.